in most of Oklahoma.
Yeah, it is.
Sometimes the Methodists will overtake. Uh-huh.
Now, nationally, I believe the Methodist is the largest of the Protestant churches. I'm just pretty sure that's right. They're the largest of the Protestant churches.
Well, my wife is an Episcopalian. I was baptized a Methodist.
You are.
But I have been going to the Episcopalian church.
Well, the church is, like I said a minute ago, I try to be understanding and try to be broad enough minded to understand the other fellow's viewpoint. And I contend that I can be a Christian in any church except the Catholic. And why I say except the Catholic, I don't mean that I condemn them. I don't know anything about them. If I knew Catholicism, I would might could be as good a Catholic as I could a Methodist, but I just don't know about the Catholic religion.
I like the Protestant Episcopal Church, but I don't understand a thing about the Catholic Episcopal Church. Now my mother-in-law and father-in-law live in Dallas, and there's this high church which tends toward Catholicism, and I don't understand it. I just don't get any enjoyment out of going. I think you should get a physical and spiritual enjoyment out of it, or you shouldn't get home.
There's a few. It seems as though there's three or four different viewpoints of Baptists. In fact, there's three different Baptist churches in this town. At one time, there's only the one.
Hmm.
And they had a disagreement over a building program. So they branched off, and this group went down in the south end of town and built a little frame building and organized another Baptist church. Then, possibly 8 or 9 years ago, that group started a building program, and they split up. Consequently, there's two on that same block. So that makes three. They really would have a large congregation, a large membership, if they were all together. But they just don't agree.
In other words, the type of Baptist you are depends on the type of building you like.
That's right.
Oh, what a strange thing. Oh, well, let me ask you some questions about your house. When you were a boy, did you have a special room where you entertained guests?
No, I didn't. Now, I'm from a very poor family. In fact, I only have a high school education. That's why my father was a farmer. And later, when I finished school, he was just a laborer. I finished high school in 1935. I was about 4 years behind. I was 22 when I finished high school. No, I was 3 years behind. I was 22 in March and finished high school in May. But my ambition was to be an attorney. Since I've been in this for going on 3 years, I couldn't be anything other than a prosecuting attorney or attorney handling civil cases. Mm-hmm. I couldn't defend a criminal if I knew he was guilty.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't do it. But there were 7 children in my family. Mm. There was actually 8. There was an Indian boy that my mother and father reared that was older than any of we children. And actually there was 8. He was much older than we boys.